It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time, but Michigan, of course, the opponent you face this weekend, 29-6. They're coming off that loss to their in-state rival, Michigan State. How do you see this playing out? I mean, the timing's not that great because Michigan, they will be ready.
Yeah, and they're usually good at home. You know, and I think it
they got a great fan base. Yeah.
What's that?
They've got a great fan base. That's a great atmosphere up there.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you talk about going in with a redshirt freshman quarterback. I mean, the only game experience on the road he has is going to Purdue, you know, and it was 45,000 people, and half of it were Nebraska people. Well, now you're going to go into the Big House, 10,000 people. And, you know, there might be a little small corner of Nebraska fans in there. I mean, it's going to be a different dog that he's going up against now. When you have crowd noise now to deal with and all of the things that go along with playing on the road, whether it's just the travel there, but, you know, the game day rituals and then obviously being able to go out and execute, he's going to have his work cut out for him. Hopefully they've learned after, I think, these last two games that this offense, it may not be as pretty as what they all wanted or what they all expected. You know, you had guys that were talking, oh, we're going to have, we're scoring 40 points a year. You know, this is the scoring explosion part two, you know, taking a, going back to the 80s with Turner Gill and Mike Rozier and Irving Fryer. But, you know, that's all this team is good at. They're great at making promises. They're great at talking a good game, but they don't go out and execute. And it's probably not going to get any easier this weekend. You know, even though Michigan hasn't had the greatest season, you know, they still have some athletes on that team, and they still have some guys that can make plays, and Nebraska is in no position to take anybody lightly. The last time they did that, they got steamrolled by University of Minnesota.
Well, Michigan has certainly been vulnerable in several areas, and they've shown that they're really not able to pressure opposing quarterbacks and cover receivers. Let's quickly shift gears. We are running out of time, and I definitely want to get some hits, and we'll talk more and go into a greater discussion next week, Jason, about what's going on in the NFL. And you obviously are familiar with Richie Incognito, what he played in Lincoln for Frank Solich.
Yeah, he did, and I was gone when he got here.
Okay.
I remember, you know, with just keeping in contact with people, you know, they used to say, oh, there's this guy, this offensive lineman, he would have fit in with you guys and in terms of his mentality. But obviously he had wasn't able to kind of control it, I guess, off the field. And everything that's gone on down there, I'm familiar with both guys, obviously, with Richie playing here, but with Jonathan Martin as well. I spent an off season at Harvard Westlake coaching out in California.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and so I had coached him all through kind of spring football and all of the off season football activities. And it's just, number one, kids today are more sensitive, but number two, you've got a different type of kid growing up in that area. I remember the head coach had come to me and say, listen, Jason, he's like, I know, you know, you have this defensive mentality. I know you just came from, and I'd been coaching a few years down at a school in Huntington Beach, Edison, which was kind of, you know, a big football powerhouse in California. He's like, you know, these are different kids, so you can't really, you know, coach them the same way. He's basically saying, you know, you can't yell at most of them because they'll just kind of, you know, go in this shell. Chances are that both of them probably won't play football in the NFL again.
Well, Jason, we will definitely delve into this next week. It is interesting to see how the NFL, how they're going to just have to reevaluate what is going on in NFL locker rooms, all locker rooms, period. So, Jay, listen, we'll catch up with you next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk again real soon, all right?
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.